life, fashion, and pop culture. I'm Heather Hopkins, and I'm the host of Tea Talks. Okay, guys, we're back with the Woman Tell All Part 2. If you guys remember, we have the serial dater, Bella. Okay, I feel like we should justify the titles because in case anyone has any. Bella, would you like to justify?
Okay, I am not a serial dater. I have just happened to have, like, okay,
I had a lot of relationships.
Serious boyfriend in, like, junior of high school, serious boyfriend senior of high school. Yeah. Then I was single. And then for the past 2.5 years, I was in a relationship. So it's like, it's really only 3 relationships.
But you haven't been along for that long, so that's a lot.
I mean,
next,
that's like
Lindsay.
8 years, 3 relationships.
I was in college when I started dating my boyfriend. He was in high school. But we're only 1 year and 8 months apart. I'm 21 and he's 20, so we're not like,
yeah,
it's not like crazy. It's not like he's 12.
How many grades are you guys apart? How'd you guys meet?
Okay.
Let's not go there.
I guess this is going to be kind of hard to justify because I kind of roasted you saying queen of crushes.
I don't know.
But you have a lot of crushes.
I don't think this title is good for me.
Oh my god, I think this is so good.
So why don't you guys justify it for me then?
You have a lot of crushes. You like a lot of boys, but you don't always go for it.
You'll meet someone and you'll text us all this, guys, oh my god, he's so cute, he's so great, X, Y, and Z. And we're all like, wait, Mel, what do you know about this guy? And it's like, well, I know he was at this party, and like, but you like don't know his last name.
I don't know last names.
Yeah.
I just meant like that, like you don't know him. And it's like, he's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay. So I have to justify mine. I'm No Feelings Heather. And I just,
I go with the flow.
You know, I don't catch feelings fast. It works to my advantage and sometimes not. So yeah, that's why I'm No Feelings Heather. Okay. This game or this, topics are called from experience. What do you think? Okay. So I'm going to give you guys a category. For example, baseball guys. Okay. Reaction. One at a time.
We have two cleat chasers in the house.
Okay. Cleat chaser number one.
Unwell. That's not me. I'm not a cleat chaser.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I hooked up with a few in high school.
A retired cleat
chaser. I haven't been there
chaser.
Since.
In high school.
High school, we all went for baseball.
Actually, what's
your experience?
Doesn't your current boyfriend play baseball?
Not anymore. So, I mean, I guess it killed it because, I mean, the guys I dated in high school that were baseball players, they were douchebags, but the guy I'm dating now was a baseball player, and he's amazing. So, you know, I don't really know if you can call it one thing.
Cleat chaser number two.
Who's number two? That's you.
We're fighting.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Moving on then. Football guys. Reaction
I don't even think I've ever been with. No, I've been with. Oh, wait.
I don't think I've
the football guys I've
football
been with were awful. I don't know what, but like, I just like the idea of being with a football guy, I think.
Because why? This is a little about stereotypes. Like, what do you guys think?
Well, I just like, I love football.
Like, do you think they live up to their stereotype or not?
No, I think they kind of suck, but like, I just love the idea.
I dated one football player in high school, and he was actually probably the douchiest one.
I dated a really nice one.
Who?
I can't say names.
Melvin.
No. Wow, that was actually, I think they heard that. This mic is strong. They heard my whisper. But he was really nice.
Yeah,
he was
a great guy. Yeah, so, mine wasn't. Mine was actually terrible. But I actually was with quite a few, now that I'm thinking about it. Now that I'm thinking this through, I was with quite a few.
Engineering guys.
Don't know any.
My ex was an engineer. He's a great guy. Like, I would do anything.
Yeah, I have good experience with an engineer.
Yeah. No.
However, they just studied a lot and were doing stuff a lot, so that was hard.
I like the ambition. Like,
yeah, of course, it's good to be smart. Yeah. Okay, model guys. Anyone dated a model?
No. Are they? I'm confused. Are they homosexual? Like, I doubt any of us have ever dated them because they like men.
Heather has dated a couple.
From experience, boring. Is that bad?
Probably because they're dumb.
That's also why their job is to model.
They've lived up to the stereotype for me so far, but you know, I hope I can meet a good one because I do live in LA, so they're kind of everywhere. So don't be boring. Frat guys.
Oh, well.
I don't have fraternities at my school, so I don't know.
We have a new person to sorority life.
Yes,
so you're meeting all the new
I
frat guys.
I don't go to frat parties because I do have a boyfriend, and that would be kind of weird because the frat guys just get drunk and they want to hang all over the freshmen. But from why, like, I haven't really experienced, like, them being that bad. I mean, they're nice. They're sweet. Like, they like, want to hang out with us. They want to get to know the girls. Yeah.
I think, like, I've obviously, like, been very involved in the whole sorority life the past 4 years and had my fair share of tourney boys. But I think that, like, you have, like, the stereotypes. It's like, oh, they're just, like, drunk and, like, looking at people. And, like, obviously that's true, but that's, like, anyone in college. So it's, like, and then there's also the guys that are, like, the president of, like, the fraternity and, like, are trying to do all this stuff. Like, there's the engineer majors in the fraternity. Like, I feel like Greek life gets a really bad rep of being, like, about
certain You dated a frat boy.
Yeah, for 2.5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great. He was fine.
Yeah.
Like, that's rude to say it was fine. It was amazing. But, like, I think that's the thing. Like, there's always, like, being in a fraternity doesn't define who you are.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. They just like to, they just know how to party a lot.
But, like, some, like, I have, like, guy friends that are in fraternities that don't drink.
They just don't. Okay. I have not met one, but wow, that's great. Oh, yeah. You don't have fraternities. Like, oh, not you. Okay.
I have sports teams.
Businessmen.
Yes.
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 Oh, my goodness.
Smart, hardworking.
Yeah. Like, has stuff going for ambition.
Necessary. I like ambition and drive. Always have.
Yeah. Actor guys. Anyone dated an actor besides me?
Short?
Gosh. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I just, I've never hit it off really with an actor guy, but I like talented people, so that's good, but I just haven't met one that I hit it off with. Social media influencers.
Well, considering that I, like, am horrible with social media and I can barely, like, okay, get a guys, photo on everyone's
phone. None of us have ever been with us. Like, who even is a social media influencer?
We're not close to being
famous. I have a bunch of different categories, so that's why I'm hitting all of them. Okay. I guess I'm the only one to experience. I say if you're going to be a social media influencer, have a lot of things going for you. If you're going to if you have a large social media presence, make a business out of it.
Yeah.
Do something beyond that.
That's like not like a real title. That's just like an added
have
bonus.
You seen The Bachelor where like all of them have
it? Well, I know, but that's like an added thing where it should be like, "Oh, I
do this
a
and
workout
I'm,
person." Yeah. And I'm a social
media. It shouldn't be like jobs.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird.
Exactly. So, okay.
Wait.
What?
I'm going to add something.
Okay.
I think that, like, when people go into that, like, lifestyle, I guess, in a way, like, they have to know, like, their, like, for sure morals and what, like, how they want, like, people to, like, perceive them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of guys and girls, like, they get perceived as being stupid and, like, all they do is, like, show off products and, like, have nothing
to yeah, of course.
Them.
Yeah.
Like, they went on TV so that they can get that.
I mean, I think the most important thing is to realize, like, it's not long term. So if you're going to do that now, make sure you have a plan beyond that.
After.
Because one day Instagram's not going to mean... yeah, exactly. Okay. Surfer boys. I love them.
One of the guys I dated was kind of a surfer boy, but not a surfer boy. He didn't look like
one.
Well,
guys, the
I live in Phoenix.
The only surfer, okay, I lived on the beach for a while. The only surfer, though, is like official surfer I was ever with.
Yeah.
No longer a surfer.
I don't know who you're talking about, but from my experience, I don't know who you're talking about. Okay, she's mouthing stuff. From my experience, surfer boys are like, go with the flow, but sometimes that's to their default because then they don't like plan stuff and like go out of their way to like make you feel special, which is very important. So that's what I have to say about that. Volleyball guys.
Love him.
Oh, yeah. My ex is a volleyball player. He's the engineer. He's a great guy.
Basketball players.
No.
No.
I dated a basketball player.
I've been with a couple basketball guys. They were fine. Like, there's...
Yeah.
No, like, I don't know. No, like, positive or negative attributes. Like, they were good guys. Like,
All right. So, we're going to be right back after this break with a game called Wing Woman to the Rescue. All right. So, it's Wing Woman to the Rescue. And here's what's going to happen. Us girls are going to help you guys with your game. So, here is the first question. I'm going to have everyone, I already gave them this question before, and they wrote down their answer, so we're going to have everyone share their answers. We have no idea what each other wrote, but here's the first one. I meet a cute guy at a bar. I'm interested in him. What text from that guy would you want to get the next morning? Melissa?
Okay, so I wrote, hey, Melissa, it's, quotes, cute guy from the bar, whatever their name is. Had a great time meeting you. Would like to get to know you better and maybe go out for coffee or dinner sometime. Don't feel like you need to.
So, okay.
I feel like they're giving you an out.
Yeah.
which is really, really, like, nice. And also, they're stating your name, so they remember it.
Yeah. Like, well, hopefully you put your name in there. You know?
Yeah, I guess. But, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If they don't, like, remember your name and they just say, like, hey, hot stuff, or, like, hey, cutie, then it doesn't... Hey, hot stuff, who are you talking to? I'm just saying, like, it makes it so much more, like, personal. Directed.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, how about you, Lindsay?
Okay. I said, hi, cutie. It was really nice meeting you last night. I had so much fun with you, and I wanted to see if I could take you out sometime.
Oh.
I like it short and sweet. If you start getting into, like, explaining yourself, I'm going to be like, this dude is weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like, I want to know that you had a good time with me last night and you want to hang out again. Yeah. That's pretty much what I would say.
Yeah. Bella?
Mine was just, last night was fun. Are you going out tonight?
Wait, this is the epitome of Bella.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Like, if I'm with you last night,
yeah,
like, okay, last night was fun. You acknowledged it. Are you going out tonight? Because that means if I'm like, oh, yeah, I am. I'm going out with my friends. I'm not required to hang out with you. I'm not required to see you. But if you could be like, oh, yeah, I'll meet you at the bar.
It's like a second chance to see if, like,
this is. Or it could be like, oh, want to get drinks before? Oh, okay. Or it's like, want to get dinner before?
Yeah.
It's like very much open to interpretation where I can just be like, oh, yeah, I am. Or like, no, I'm going to stay in. And then you can, like, just, like, swerve it if you don't want to. Like, I like it very broad, open, like more casual.
Okay, mine is, hey, Heather, it was so nice meeting you. I had so much fun with you. We should hang out sometime, Smiley.
There's no way you would ever respond to that text message ever.
Yes, if I like them, I would be like, yeah, let's do it. When are you free? And then they will do all the rest.
Yeah.
Because I want to, I want to be like, chills.
That's a message you would screenshot and send to us and be like, guys.
No, I wouldn't. I would like that message. That's a good message. Okay. Okay, question number two is, the most annoying thing a guy could do is, Bella, let's go.
Okay, so I said double text. If you text me something and I don't respond, it's either because A, I don't want to talk about it, B, I'm busy, or C, like, I'm thinking about what to say. Like, it's just happened to me lately. And if they're like, oh, hey, let's hang out, and I didn't respond because I was like, oh, I don't know what I want to say. And they're like, oh, or never mind. I'm like, oh my God, like, now that's weird. Like, please just don't double text me. Like, give me time to, like, think about what I want to say.
That's terrible.
Yes.
Just in general, don't.
Yeah.
No. No.
Like, if I don't respond for a few hours, because I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I'm busy. Or, like, I'm actually busy.
Yeah, yeah. The most annoying thing a guy could do is, Lindsay?
I put, well, to go off of this a little bit, when they ask you a question, and then they don't even listen to what you said, so then you have to repeat yourself. I hate repeating myself as it is. So don't ask me a question, then don't even listen to what I'm saying, and then ask me again to say it again. No.
Yeah, yeah.
If you missed it, you missed it.
We don't got time for that. Okay, that's such a Melissa? Answer. I feel like we're all going to give very us answers. Yeah. Okay,
Melissa? I just put, like, don't be on your phone on a date. It's just really annoying, and it's really disrespectful.
Yeah, no
that's,
one,
that's
yeah.
That's a really good one.
Like, maybe check it once for the time. I don't know. Like, you know,
no, that's rude. Then it's like you're busy. Yeah, like, you're, like, trying to get out of there.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like Lindsay will we'll see eye to eye on this one. Not communicating. If you're going to be late, just tell me. Yeah. Don't go MIA and not tell me. Just let me know. Yeah. I'll be fine. You know, I hate when it's like, I haven't heard that from them for hours. Like if we're supposed to hang out that day, just, like,
tell me you're busy.
Tell me you're busy if we're not gonna hang out.
Seven instead of five.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Don't wait till seven and be like, hey.
Yeah. I hate that. I hate that.
Or where it's like 9 p.m. and you're like, I think we're supposed to hang out at seven. Like, are we? And then it's like, oh, sorry, I'm really busy. Like, do you want to hang out now? And it's like,
it's like, because if I make plans, like, I'm actually sticking to them. Like, that's gonna happen. Even if I don't, like, it's still in my head, it's gonna happen. Yeah. And if not, I'm gonna let you know well in advance.
Yeah.
God, I hate it. Okay. Question is, the best way a guy made me feel special was, we'll go with Lindsay first.
Okay. What'd you write? I could literally say a thousand things, but my boyfriend's fantastic. But one of my favorite ones, he showed up to school with Krispy Kreme donuts when I was having a terrible day and I wasn't even supposed to get to see him. So I was having a bad day. Like, I knew I wasn't going to get to see him that day. I was like, shoot, I got to go home and be all lonely. And then brought me freaking donuts to school.
Did you say he surprised you?
Yeah.
Oh,
guys, cute. Giving girls food is, like, key.
I love food.
Yeah.
Melissa?
Mine?
Yeah. Pause. What's the pause for? Say it.
A guy brought me back gifts from a really busy, time-consuming trip that he was on.
He brought you back souvenirs.
Yeah. Love it. I mean, it was just, like, thoughtful. Yeah. I didn't expect it at all.
So. Yeah.
I didn't realize it's supposed to be like a personal situation.
No, it doesn't have to be. Mine's general.
Like, make you feel appreciated. Like, even in that situation, you felt appreciated. Like, if make it's you, yeah. even like Lindsay and I are talking about the past, like, if you send me a text in the morning, like, hi, thinking about you, have an amazing day, good luck on your test. It's like, wow, just, you remembered me say I have a test. Like, just doesn't need to be like, take me to a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
just little things.
Yeah, just little things. I said making the plan instead of saying, I don't know, up to you.
Oh my God, I you love guys, that. That's God. The worst.
Hello. That's three girls who are like, oh, don't say that. That make the plans. Worst. Make the dang plans. Yes, I agree. Okay.
Control, it's sexy.
What?
Take control, it's take sexy.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Hashtag take control, it's sexy is the hashtag for this podcast. Okay, this game is called For the Girls with a Z because I like to add the Z to the end of things. Okay, so basically this is for the girls. I think we've all dealt with situations that might have, this has come up. So what do you guys say? If the guy you're talking to is friends with his ex, what do you do, Bella?
Run.
Okay, for me, I'm chill with that. I mean, I trust the person I'm with. Like, if they want to be friends with their ex, like, cool. That's cool. I mean, I'm friends with my exes.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I want you to, like, go call them, like, or hang out with them solo. But, like, if, I mean, I trust them. Like,
oh, yeah, I agree.
You know?
There's, like, a boundary. It's, like, you have to be willing to, like, trust the person. But also, if they're, like, talking 24/7, that's when it becomes, like, sketchy.
Oh, absolutely not. No. That's all I'm saying. I'm, like, if they're friends with them, like, good. Like, I'm glad you didn't have a crazy ending and, you know?
They hate each other.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Then it's, like, bad blood and
it just can't be too in-depth. It just, like, there has to be that.
Like, a surface. Yeah. Agreed.
That's what I said. Like, not too, like, if they're, like, talking all the time, like, being with each other, like, I don't know.
Yeah. How about you? We got a smile.
If it's, like, a bothersome to the girl, I feel like for me, if I had an ex that like would like introduce me to the girl, if they're good enough friends, then she's totally fine meeting the current girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if she's not, or you like don't want to even like have them mix, there's something going on.
Yeah. I agree.
Like there's something weird.
Yeah.
Like, I would feel so much more comfortable like meeting an ex and seeing their intentions. And if it's good and I'm chilling, she's nice, I get along with her, that's, like, fantastic.
Yeah.
Be friends with her.
Yeah.
If the guy is stingy with his phone, like, for example, if you're at dinner and, like, he's texting someone and then, like, you look at his phone and he, like, pulls it away, what do you guys think?
Bad. Like, there should be no reason to hide anything.
Yeah.
Especially, like, early on in a relationship, like, if you're trying to show this girl you're interested in her, like, there should be no reason why you're distracted by some other, like, anything on your phone that's gonna be secretive.
Yeah.
You're trying to show this girl you like her. Like, definitely no.
Like, don't have anything to hide. Like, if you're gonna be doing shady stuff, like, even if something as stupid as, like, DMing girls on Instagram, like, don't do it. Like, it's gonna catch up to you and it's gonna, like, not work out in the end.
Yeah.
So, girls, no.
Yeah. I think just
stay away from those boys.
Yeah. I think, like, at the end of the day, it's just all about trust.
Yeah.
And if you're being weird about your phone, then, like, you're being weird. Like, that's not. That I'm fine. Like, I'm like, go look through my phone, whatever. Yeah. You can trust me. Like, there's nothing sketchy on there. And if there is, then, like, problem. That's like, trust is everything.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know?
I would definitely bail.
Yeah. Bail. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. If the guy you're talking to doesn't introduce you to his friends,
he's hooking up with other girls.
Once
you meet your friends, you're like in it, like that's like you're with the friends, like they know you exist and stuff. If he's not introducing you to his friends, you're either A, like a late night booty call, or B, there's like a train of other girls he's also with.
Or
the friends could be the ones that you end up dating.
Because they don't have that guy back.
Okay, wait, that was a good one. You guys said, if the guy doesn't tell his family
about you.
Wait, say it. So you can say that what the situation is.
If the guy doesn't have, tell his family about you, like, even if it means, like, you guys live in different states or you, like, met at college and your family lives somewhere else, like, and you can't actually introduce them, we got FaceTime. We got texting. Like, for my, like, own personal, like, situation, like, I hadn't met my, like, boyfriend now's family, and, like, he was, like, he would come back and tell me, oh, my gosh, I showed them pictures of you, and they think you're so cute.
Yeah.
And, like, just, like, sweet stuff like that, like, lets you know that they're excited about you.
Yeah.
And totally. They, like, want them to know you. If you, they have not said a single thing about, like, acknowledging you to their family.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that serious.
Exactly. Then. It's, like, you only tell your family, like, people, like, you actually care about, too. It's, like, I feel like if they're not telling, like, if the guy isn't telling their family, like, there's something weird going on there, just because, like, that's, like, again, it seems like the friends, it's, like, another step where, like, they should know what's going on in their life and, like, that you mean enough to them where it's, like, oh, my God, yeah, I'm with this girl. Even if it's, like, something casual, like, oh, we went to the movies last night. Like,
yeah.
That means he's, yeah. If you guys are together all the time, that means he's specifically not telling his parents about you.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Tell your, like, it's weird if they don't know I exist. I don't know. I don't like that. Yeah. Okay, so the challenge for the end of this week, because you guys know I always love to finish with a challenge, is meet up, call, or text your best, your high school bestie, someone from your past, either your grade school, high school, like, text someone, call them, catch up with someone that used to, you know, be a part of you growing up. Like, we have so much fun together, right?
Yeah, we do.
And it's so cool that, like, we have each other and we will have each other. And, like, I'm like, I knew when you first started talking to your boyfriend. Like, I remember when you went through that breakup and I'm going to be at your wedding one day. I'm going to be like, yeah. Thank God. Like, you know, like, it's good. It's good to have people that you were, you grew up with. Absolutely. It's cool. So that's the challenge. Call them, text them, FaceTime them, Skype them, whatever. Yes, that's all I got for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed the Woman Tell All. Thank you, my ladies. Where can I find anyone? Want to give their Instagram? Nope, no one. Nope.
Sorry.
All right, well, you can follow me.
If you go on Heather and you go through her photos, you'll find all of us.
Yeah, be a stalker. We all do it. We all stalk. Mine's at Heather A. Hopkins. You guys can find updates on all the podcasts. It was so fun having you guys. Thanks for coming in and doing this for me.
Love you, Heather.
Yeah. Bye. Okay, bye, everyone. Bye.